This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Here he is, Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Silverstein. Tom, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it. So when did you get wind that this might happen, and then what did you think when it actually did happen?
I was walking out of the Packers facility. I had just finished my last story for the day and was actually just getting ready to leave the stadium when my phone started to blow up. And I turned around and
went back in.
Started working again. Yep.
So, I mean, everybody, because what I found out, my boss is the one that called me. And I didn't believe him. I hung up the phone. I was like, yeah, right. So I went and I looked, and there was the tweet from Schefter. I was like, hot damn, they actually did it. Like, what was running through your head as you're walking back into the building?
Well, you know, I wasn't 100% surprised that they made a play for it. I figured they would. I just didn't think Dallas was going to trade him. I was just convinced that there was no way Dallas was going to trade him. That you don't trade away players like that, even for two first-round draft picks.
Right.
And I definitely didn't think they would trade him to Green Bay, to a competitor, someone they play this year, plus someone that could, you know, by giving them this player, could be at the top of the NFC for 3-4 years after this. So that was my biggest really doubt about it, was that Dallas wouldn't do it. But you look at how much it could impact, and are they finally going to go all in on a Super Bowl after all these years? It made a lot of sense, because very few guys like that become available.
Do we know how much Ed Policy played into this? Because I was off, you know, Wednesday through the end of the week last week, moving my kid into college. So last Tuesday, I was like, man, if I'm Ed Policy, I just walk into Goody's office and be like, look, dude, you got 2 years left. You get this deal done for Micah Parsons, and we'll extend you, and I don't care how this thing turns out, but we need to go for this and try and win this. Is Ed Policy that type of guy that might have nudged on Goody to go make this deal?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It makes for a good story.
Yeah, it does. But
I don't think it was at all. I think Gutekunst, you know, he said it. I mean, he's been consistent with it, that, you know, they want to go for it. And I think they felt like they weren't quite there yet. And making a move like this puts them in that position. And I think the only thing that had to be approved was, you know, do they have the cash and wherewithal to do it, which they do. They have that cash 10 times over. So, you know, it wasn't probably the only thing that needed to be said was, hey, we're thinking about doing this, and are you okay with it?
You know, the other part about this, when we talk about the fact that they made this deal, was the fact that they not only did they trade Kenny Clark, and to that I was like, okay, fine, you trade Kenny Clark. Yeah, I trade somebody good to get somebody good, and in this case, great. But the fact that they were willing to give up two first-round picks, like, I think I could have bet all the money in the world that the Green Bay Packers would never give up multiple first-round picks in any trade before I was dead, Tom.
Well, if you consider, you have to start doing I don't know if you want to call them actuarial tables or whatever. The end of the first round is just not the same as drafting in the middle of the first round. And the Packers almost always draft at the end of the first round, or at least in the 20s. And if Micah Parsons does for them what they hope he does, they're drafting in the late 20s and maybe early 30s. So from that standpoint, I think they were thinking it's, as close to 2 second-round picks as it is 2 first-round picks. And they've invested a ton on draft picks through the last 3 years. That's the way they've built. And it's probably, with all that investment, it probably doesn't hurt to start thinking it, in a different way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Talking with Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Silverstein. Joins us here for the Green and Gold Update. Sparky with you. Okay, let's talk about his back and what's going on there, because there was a bunch of stuff last night on social media talking about his back issues. Maybe he'll have to get an injection before the game. Now, it was a report too last night. And my thing on this is, like, if this was something serious, how could they possibly have passed him on his physical?
Yeah, I think this was something to do with protecting the notion that he wasn't hurt during the entire time he was sitting out, because that's going to become a really large issue in, collective bargaining agreement negotiations as it comes about. And, in the future, it could lead to grievances and things like that. And I don't think Micah Parsons wanted, or his agent, especially his agent, because it's pretty obvious that it all came from the agent. Because every single guy, national guy who reported it, reported exactly the same thing at exactly the same time. It was sent out there to make sure that everybody knew, there was an injury, and that's why he wasn't practicing. So I don't think the Packers were concerned about it, and I don't think they are all that concerned about it now. To me, it sounds like it's the normal process for dealing with a sore back. They got guys who have sore backs now, and I don't think it's any worse than that. So there's some politics behind it. I don't know 100% if it's coming from the Players Association, like, don't screw us over by you know, saying he's healthy now, and then it makes us look really bad, like we told you to fake an injury. So I'm not sure where that got.
Let's talk about Dave Malgata and what he means to the Green Bay Packers. I remember back in the day when Jason Kidd was here and Jeff Schwartz was shuttling people in for the Bucs, some of his guys coming in there. It feels like that's kind of what's going on with the Packers now. I mean, you've got McKinney, you've got Love, and now here you got Micah Parsons, and based on what I was reading earlier today, it sounds like they told him, okay, fine, go ahead, go see if you can find a trade, whatever the case may be. We'll see if we can get something worked out. And to not my surprise, that he went to Green Bay to go help out his guys in Green Bay. There's worse agents to have a relationship with than this guy right now currently in the NFL.
Yeah, it's true. But he represents good players everywhere. It's not like those are his only three guys. You know, he is the preeminent agent in the NFL. I mean, he has the most stars of any agent, probably. So what he knows is that Green Bay's got money. He knows that they have a good roster and they got a chance to win a Super Bowl, and that they're not afraid to spend their money, and, you know, that it's not a bad place to go. I think those are the biggest factors. I think the money was an enormous factor, and I think they found out pretty early that the Packers were willing to pay.
Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter, Tom Silverstein. Last question for you. In your mind, where does this put the Packers in the NFC now?
Well, it's right at the top. I mean, I think they're in the top three, and they have to prove it on the field, but on paper, they're most definitely in contention for the NFC. I don't think there's any question about it, and that kind of expectation is going to be flowing from all angles. You know, their fan base is certainly feeling that way. I think the media is probably going to feel that way. I think the national media is going to feel that way. And I don't see any reason why it's not. They're a team that's been building gradually, and they were probably one piece away from, you know, being up in the echelon of Detroit and Philadelphia. They were not in that echelon going into this year, I don't think. The only thing that might have changed that is if Philadelphia and Detroit had some injury issues. But I think now they're right there with them. And so, yeah, they're contenders, and they better do something with it.
Yes, they better. Green and Gold Update brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. There he is, Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's the best. Check him out on Twitter at Tom Silverstein. Tom, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.